Hey y'all, I'm Sammy, your host of the You Were Made for More podcast. John 10:10 is a promise that Jesus came down to earth so that we would have life and have it abundantly. My prayer is that this podcast and all of the content that we put out would remind every student that they were made for more, simply because of who they were created to be. My own walk with the Lord and my relationships with the teenagers that I disciple have shown me that once we understand whose we are, the game changes. Or in other words, transformation happens. Our identity changes everything. We recognize that it takes investment and partnership between the church and parents to raise teens who know and believe who they are in Jesus, and we're here to help. So buckle up as we take this journey and take a look at what God has to say about friendships, relationships, sexuality, dating, and all the things in between. Hi guys, my name is Sammy Gallo and I am the host of the You Were Made for More podcast. This month's episode is going to be a little bit different. I actually felt like God encouraged me at the last minute to change it up a little bit from what we normally feature on the podcast. Normally, what you'll hear on the podcast is a conversation with me and a friend or a guest about something related to relationships, the gospel, identity, how we live into relationships in our daily life, and how we can glorify God through that. We are all about healthy relationships. That's kind of what you normally hear. This month, I had planned to do an interview about body image. And as I was praying about the questions and who to ask, I kind of felt like the Lord wanted me to leave this episode a little bit more open-ended, make it more of an educational piece for you guys. So basically what I'm going to do today is talk about body image and God and the gospel and why those things are all important. It's going to be a shorter episode, and then I'm going to leave you with some questions to ponder, to pray through, to talk about with your small groups or parents, to talk about with your kids or students, to talk about them with your parents. I want to encourage you to engage in conversation about body image, engage about where you're struggling, engage about where you need prayer, because God is going to meet you in those places. And I think that this opportunity is better than listening to a 30-minute interview with someone about their body image. I want to invite you and challenge you to invite God in to what you think about your body and where he can refine that and work with it and help you heal in a lot of ways. So that's kind of where we're gonna kind of take off today. I want to start by just saying that the way that we view our bodies is not a shallow or a surface level issue for people who are immature or vain. That's actually the exact opposite of what we see when we look at the Bible. The way that we view our bodies is a deeply spiritual issue because our bodies were made by God in the image of God, and they are where in our time on this earth, we encounter God in this life. Body image is a deeply spiritual thing. the way that we treat our bodies is a response to ultimately the gospel and what we think about God and what we think about how he made us. That fundamental truth is often forgotten or distorted by the media, by societal pressures, by personal experiences. And it's really, really important that we have that foundation, that some of us, maybe we just need to reclaim that truth, reclaim the truth that our bodies are good and that they were made for good and that they were made to be good. Maybe we just need to proclaim that over ourselves and work on that. The other part of this is maybe you are in the phase of your life where you do believe that God's original design for our bodies is good and that you believe that he is good, but you're really working on actively rejecting negative labels and names given to your body by yourself or by other people. And what that can look like is identifying and discarding harmful messages about our bodies, replacing negative self-talk with affirmations rooted in God's truth, and practicing gratitude for your body's abilities and functions. This is going to look different for everyone, but essentially what we're doing here is figuring out what it means to live in the kingdom in the here and now. What does it look like to shift our perspective and see our bodies through God's eyes instead of through a cultural lens? What does it look like to treat my body like a good vessel of worship and service? And what does it look like to find freedom from worldly standards of beauty and worth? All of these things are very challenging. No matter what boat you're in right now about your body, I know for me, I've done a lot of healing when it comes to my body image, and quite frankly, right now in the season of life that I'm in, that just like isn't what I'm focused on as much. I have a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and I'm about to have another baby, and in the past 5 years, 6 years, counting pregnancy, my body has changed a lot. My body has physically and emotionally, spiritually, all of these things been through a lot. It's created life, it's nurtured life, and honestly, most days I don't have time to think about my body image. But there are still times I fall into traps that I fell into when I was younger. I really struggled with disordered eating when I was younger and focusing way, 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 way too much on what I looked like because I cared so much about what other people thought about me. And what God thought about me. And I had these negative trains of thought that would just constantly run through my mind. And I still find myself circling that place. My challenge to you guys is to take the questions that I'm going to link in the show notes. And my prayer is that you would be able to embrace dignity when you think about your body. Instead of viewing your body as an object, my prayer is that you reclaim your body's dignity as God's creation and know that you should treat your body with respect and care, not like a project to be fixed.
My prayer is that you would focus on your body's abilities and functions rather than appearance. And my prayer is that you would cultivate a sense of worth that comes from being made in the image of God. That you would be able to rest from the endless pursuit of a better body, right? We always can get stuck in like this curse of being like, well, maybe if I just looked like that, or maybe if I weighed this amount. So many of us, so many followers of Jesus are trying to make their bodies good rather than agreeing that God has already made them good and then treating them as such and letting the way that they function and the things that they prioritize align with what God has said about their bodies. That's life changing. While we should care for our bodies, our goal needs to be stewardship and not perfection. We have to focus on health and functionality rather than outward appearance and aesthetics. We have to be willing to make choices that honor God and support our well-being, our body's well-being, our body's health. And we have to be able to practice self-compassion and grace in our own relationship with our bodies, as we learn what it looks like to make choices that respect our bodies. All of these things are so, so important, because it's by embracing these truths and practices that we're able to experience freedom and healing in our earthly bodies and our relationships with our earthly bodies, which ultimately leads to a more joyful and purposeful life because we are aligned with God's design. That is so, 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 so big for everyone. We want to see you live into who God created you to be. We want to see you accept the identity that has already been chosen and laid out for you. We want you to know that everything you do honors God. Having conversations like this, battling with countercultural ideas, is honoring God. It's choosing to fight back. It's choosing to honor the kingdom and choose the kingdom over the world. And that's ultimately what we want for you guys. That's my little overview on body image and why it is so important that we overcome body image struggles, because it is such a big part of our identity, especially for women, especially for young girls. The world just like screams at us that we are only worth as much as our physical appearance, as our bodies. So my encouragement to you is to head over to the show notes. There I'm going to have a list of 5 or so questions that you are able to ponder with, like I said, your small group, your youth group, your parents, if you're a kid and you would like to go through this stuff and be honest about with what you're struggling with. Parents, if you want to have conversations with your daughters about these things, there's going to be practical questions there. I'm also going to link some of my favorite resources when it comes to body image that have helped me heal. Like I said, I've done a lot of work on my body image, on my identity, on believing what God says about me is true. That in my life now as a 30-year-old woman, most of the time, I'm so focused on caring for the people that God has given me to care for and living into the life that He has called me to, that I rarely have a chance to stop and think about my body image, because I'm running on a mission that He has put before me. But I still get caught in the loop sometimes. And it's important that I also am able to ponder these questions and walk through them and be honest with where I'm at and how I'm struggling, so that I'm able to fight back when I get stuck in that loop. That's what we want. We want to see you fight for the kingdom. And that is a way to do this. So head over to the show notes. Find someone you trust, a group that you trust, a mentor that you trust, a friend that you trust, that you do life with and that knows you and would like to go through these questions with you and to be with you in them. And if you don't have anyone to do that with, message me on social media. Message the Abundant Life Instagram page or the Facebook page, and I would love to ponder them with you, because it's through doing so that we are going to become more of who God made us to be. And the world will change because of that. All right, guys, I love you, and I will see you next time.